We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're still in the introduction. The Chafetz Chaim is discussing the biblical prohibitions involved in speaking badly about a fellow Jew. We're on page Chaftet in the beginning of the book. So the Chafetz Chaim is about to describe a concept that stems from a Gemara in Tractate Pesachim. The Gemara in Tractate Pesachim describes a story that Tuvia, there was a man named Tuvia who did something wrong, and along came Zigud to Rav Papa's court, and Zigud walks in and starts testifying before Rav Papa about what Tuvia did wrong. So Rav Papa ordered the court to give lashes to Zigud. So in Aramaic, to give lashes means is the word is mingud. So Zigud said, Tuvia chata, Tuvia did something wrong. Vezigud mingud, and Zigud gets lashes? What's going on here? The idea behind it is that basically, if a person walks in as an individual, so the courts are not going to believe his testimony anyways. You need two witnesses in order to have acceptable testimony. So Rav Papa was saying, if you walked in here and you just slandered someone else, you wanted the court to view him negatively, your testimony cannot be accepted. So then you deserve the punishment. Would you walk in here to speak badly about a fellow Jew? So from here we see the concept that if a person speaks badly before a court, even though he might be telling the truth, but his testimony won't be accepted because he's an individual, so that's also a transgression. So that's this concept. And if he stood up and testified before the courts and he's standing alone, being that no good can come out of that testimony, they won't obligate him to pay, they won't obligate him to swear, they won't even take away his good standing, because we don't accept testimony unless there are two witnesses, being that he is a sole witness in a Jewish court. We don't accept an individual witness. So then, Shem Bish Me'alma Udekama Pikalav, he's only giving him a bad name. He's not accomplishing anything. All he's doing is trying to ruin the person's reputation. So then he's also transgressing what the Torah prohibits. The Torah says, do not allow a single witness to come and testify over any transgression of anyone. And so the courts would punish him in the case of, in that case, the courts actually gave him lashes over this transgression. So that's the prohibition we just learned today, is that if a person testifies as a sole witness in a Jewish court, being that his testimony won't be accepted, all he's doing is ruining the person's reputation, even though technically we don't believe him, but nonetheless, he is slandering the person. And so that's the 10th paragraph here in this, in the introduction.